We're here? Okay. Yesterday was Daf Aleph. Okay, so the welcome to Maseches Erevin. The Aruch Laner in his Hakdama, in a footnote to his Hakdama to Maseches Nida, quotes a Zohar, where it says, based on a pasuk in Zechariah, the Mashiach is described as Ani v'rochev alachamor. Ani, poor, v'rochev alachamor, and riding on a donkey. Ani ihu taman besimin. Ani stands for Erevin Nida Yevamos. Ani v'rochev alachamor. Erevin is Erevin Nida Yevamos. V'shar masnisun bechlal. And all other mesechtas there, they're nechlal in these three. V'lo iskari taman melech adarachiv besusya delay Knesset Yisrael. And Mashiach is not going to come until they start riding on his donkey. Ani v'rochev alachamar. In other words, the way I heard Rav Schechter explain the Zohar, and that is that, you know, these are the three of the more forgotten, the more challenging mesechtas that people shy away from, Erevin Nida and Yevamos. And it's something that, according to the Medrash, that, you know, when we start being osek in these mesechtas and applying ourselves, though it's difficult, and though it's not Mesechas Brachas or Mesechas Shabbos, it's something, it's Dvar Hashem, and we have to apply ourselves just as much, maybe even more so. We have to put in more time to be able to appreciate what it's about. And Be'ez Hashem, b'schus that, b'schus so many thousands and thousands of people in Klal Yisrael, so many people in Klal Yisrael being osek in Mesechas Erevin, Be'ez Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu should look down upon us during these Aseres Yimei Tshuva and have Rachmanis. Rachmanis and bring the Geula. And that's the Aniv Rochev Alachamar. It's any day that you feel yourself falling and, you know, being... you know, being engulfed a little bit, remember that Zohar. Ani v'rochev alachamor. Here we go. Daf Beis. Mavui. First Mishnah. So again, a couple of introductory points. Maseches Erevin. Maseches Erevin is about all different types of Erevin. Eruvs. Hence the name. There's something called an Eruv Tchumin, which is if you want to go outside your Tchum, you could set a certain amount of food outside the Tchum in order to extend it. We'll get to that later in the Masechta. There's something called Eruv Chatzeros. If you have a bunch of houses that all go into one yard, so then one, in order to carry from the house to the yard, from the yard to the house, within the yard, according to some, one needs to set up an Eruv Chatzeros, which is put food in one place, and you all become like one big happy family. So a house to yards, but then what happens if those yards then go into an alleyway? That's called a mavui. Houses go into yards, the way that architecture was in the days of the Mishnah and the Gemara. Houses went into yards, yards went into alleyways, alleyways went into the street. So you have one alleyway, picture it, and doors go from the alleyway, not doors, openings to the yards, and the houses go into the yards. Okay, that's the way that many, many sugyas are going to function. Houses go into yards, chutzers go into mavuis, alleyways, and alleyways go into the street. Most mavui, there are two kinds of mavuis. There's what's called a mavui sasum, which this mission is going to talk about. That means surrounded by three sides. Three sides walls, and then one side goes out to the street. That's a mavui sasum, literally closed. There's another mavui, which we're going to talk about later on. That's called a mavui mufulash. Literally an open mavui that's open on two sides. That has a much more chamur din. But a mavui sasum, which is what the mission is talking about, is enclosed on three sides. There's a din d'rabbanan that one is not allowed to carry in a mavui. Even though it's surrounded on three sides, one is not allowed to carry within a mavui unless you do something to the fourth side. What's something? Three choices. Either put a korah is a beam across the fourth side, or a lechi. A lechi is a horizontal beam, we'll call it a side post. The korah is horizontal. The lechi is the vertical post that goes against one of the walls on the fourth side, or what's called the tzuras ha-pesach, which is make a tzura, a form of a door with the two side pieces and the top threshold. Those are three choices that you have, which the Mishnah is going to talk about some of those halachos. So it could be a korah, the board across, a lechi, a board on the side, or a tzuras. Or a Tzuras HaPesach. Are a Korah and a Lechi? Yes, but we'll see Tzuras HaPesach could work even where a Lechi and a Korah can't work sometimes. And that's why if a Lechi could work somewhere, for sure, Tzuras HaPesach. Tzuras HaPesach is the most effective. And our Erevin, what we call the Erev, those are all Tzuras HaPesachs. Like there's a pole and a string in between, that's all, you know, tries to enclose tries to enclose an area. We'll learn about it. Can't be Rosh Hashanah Daraisa, so we'll get to all the details. But all those are it tries to enclose a whole area into one Rishus. Okay, so now let us, with those points of background, again, we'll get to more along the way, let us begin. Mavui shukavol amalam yasrim amma yema'et. Let's say you have a mavui and you put a horizontal korah on the fourth side, again, surrounded by three sides. You put a korah on the fourth side, but that board is above 20 amos high. Yema'et, it must be lowered. Why? Different opinions of the Gemara we'll get to. Just in the back of your mind, you're probably thinking, hey, this sounds like sukkah, this sounds like menorah. Yes, those are the three areas in Shas where this 20 amos limit comes up, but it's all for very different reasons. Right? Sukkah, menorah, and mavui. Those are the three. Everybody says, what's mavui? So now we're learning mavui. So now you're going to get the sukkah and the menorah. Again, the Gemara here is going to give different reasons than some of the reasons are going to be different than by the other two cases. Rabbi Yehuda Amreinu Tzarech. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, you don't have to lower it. So again, obviously, Rabbi Yehuda and sukkah is because he holds the sukkah as a dearest keva. That has nothing to do with this. So Rabbi Yehuda must be based on something else. Why don't you have to lower it if it's under 20 amos? That we will get to. Okay, so it's a machlokas, whether you have to lower the board, the cross beam that is above 20 amos. V'haracha me'eser, din number two, halacha number two, v'haracha me'eser amos, yema'et. We know whenever you have a wall, or let's say a doorway, halacha takes into account doors. We know a door is not going to break a wall. If you have a wall, if there's a door there, it's not going to break. It's being considered a wall. So when is something called a door and when is something called a hole? So that's 10 amos. If something is 10 amos or less, it's called a door. It's called a pesach in halacha. And therefore, there is a wall there. But, you know, there has to be a pesach there. It's okay. It's a door. But anything more than 10 amos is what's called a pirtza. It's called a break. It's a break. More than 10 amos, you can't call that a door.
Wide.
Wide. 10 amos wide. So that's what the Mishnah says, v'haracha me'eser amos. If something is wider than 10 amos on that fourth side of the mavui, you can't call it a pesach anymore. So what if it has some walls on the fourth side? But if the opening is more than 10 amos wide, yima'et. Again, you have to minimize, you have to limit that space. But, line three, third din, v'yesh lo tzuras ha-pesach, but if there is a tzuras ha-pesach there, there's a whole frame of a door, even if you have more than 10 amos, ain't sarach lamayim. Because you have a door frame there. If you have a door frame there, it could be even wider than 10 amos. It doesn't say anything about height there. We'll talk about it later on, we'll talk about it. The Tzuras HaPesach, could you have a Tzuras HaPesach even higher than that? Oh, but even before the Tzuras HaPesach, there is a machlokas Rishonim on this Mishnah. It says that a mavui, the horizontal board, must be lowered if it's above 20 amos. What about the lechi? What about if you have a lechi and the opening is above 20 amos? Rope, the Ran and the Ramban and Rashi, the Zadiyak here, say it's okay. If you have a lechi, which is the vertical side post, even if it goes very high up, it's still mutter. A lechi has no limit. A lechi works in a different way. We'll get to reasons why these work and how these work. But if a lechi works, Kol Shekein Tzuras HaPesach would work, because a lechi is even weaker. There's a deek in the Rambam that the Rambam might say it doesn't work. Even a lechi is limited. But if you look in the Shulchan Aruch, and I don't take the question, the Shulchan Aruch in Shin Samach Gimel, we have to get used to using Chelek Dalet of the Mishnah Berurah, Baruch Hashem. Chelek Dalet of the Mishnah Berurah is going to become our good friend. Says the Shulchan Aruch in Shin Samach Gimel, Vim haye begoba chalolo yoser me'esrim amam with some samos, eino nita bakora, avo nita hu balechi. And we pass like Rabbi Shonam in this Mishnah that a lechi could work even if it's above 20 amos. The Bir Lachia quotes that the Rambam is not so clear, but the other Rishonim are clear, and that's what we paskin. Yeah. Excellent. So Josh asked Tosa's question on top. So Tosa says, what do you have with coming in the middle of the story? If he did this to the Mavi, you have to fix it. Tell us the din, what you have to do to a Mavi. The Mishnah on Daf Yud Aleph. Right? The Mishnah later on says, on Daf Yud, I think it's Yud Aleph on the base, something. Yeah, the Mishnah on Yud Aleph says, how do you machshir a Mavi? They just tell you, if you did it wrong, you have to fix it. So Tosa says, because it wants to have a parallel lashon to the Masechta Sukkah, which we're going to get to in the Gemara. Okay, a technical answer, but the kash is better than the answer. But it's a question why we're coming here in the middle. But again, various Masechtas start off unusually, and now we just got to learn it. Okay, Tanan Hasam. Tznan Hasam, right? Shabbos started off at the end. You see it's a Shabbos. So Gemara, Tznan Hasam, the Mishnah says in Sukkah, Sukkah, she goes all the Malam Yasser, Mama Psu, Rebbe the Machshir, Palo Machlokas by Sukkah. If it's Sukkah, the Schach is above 20 Amos, it's Paso, and Rebbe Yehuda is Machshir. Same Tanoin. Maishna, Gabi Sukkah, the Tani Psu, the Gabi Mabi, Tani Takanta. Ah, why by Sukkah does it say the Lashon Psula? A Sukkah at 20 Amos is Paso. Doesn't tell you what to do, just tells you Paso. And here it tells you a mabay 120 amas, fix it, lower it. Why the different lashon? Either say both are psula or both fix it. Why over there does it say psula and here it says lower it? Says the two answers. Number one, sukkah de oraisa tani psula. Mavli de rabbanan tani takanta. What does that mean? Rashi here says it means by sukkah, where the whole din is a de oraisa din, so the rabbanan aren't adding, they're not making anything up, they're describing what the halach is. It's not their job to tell you what to do. This is halacha, so that's why they say psula. But here by Mavui, they're the ones that started, they created this whole din. So they have to tell you what to do. If you did this, the Rabbanan tell you what to do. That's why he says Yimai. That's how Rashi interprets what this means, Da'oraisa D'Rabbanan. Tosfos says no. Da'oraisa, say it this way. If it just says Yimait, that kind of sounds like, if you want to, lower it. If you didn't, it's okay. So when it comes to a Da'oraisa realm, we don't want to give you the impression that it's only L'Chadchila. So it says Psula, it's puzzle. You better take care of it. By this Drabanan, it says you might, even though it's not, it is Ma'akev, but we will be more flexible in our Lashon of you might by Drabanans. There is a third idea, which is being alluded to here. I heard this from Rav Schechter, and that he says, unbelievable. There's a Nesivus. Maybe this is could best be explained by the Nesivus. Once you hear the Nesivus, you're like, oh, that has to be what the Gemara is talking about. It says, it's based on a Rambam. The Rambam Hilchos Mechira in Perek Tezayin says, let's say I sell you some food, and it ends up being treif, and you ate it already. Do I have to give you your money back? So what do you say? You ate it already. Do I have to give you your money back? You paid for it. Is it a mechatos? Says the Rambam, it depends if it's asur midaraisa food or asur midarabanan food. If it's treif midaraisa, you have to give your money back. If it's treif midarabanan, I don't have to give you money back. What's the difference? Both asur? Says the Nesivus. You know what the difference is? Isuri daraisa or isuri chefza. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says this is treif. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says these atoms are bad for your neshama. Isurei chefza. Again, it's a generality, but in most places in the Nesivus, these objects are aser. When the Rabbanan aser something, they're saying that these atoms are inherently bad for my neshama. They don't have the power to do that. They can't create. They can tell you what to do and what not to do. Isurei Rabbanan or Isurei Gavra. They focus on the person. Isurei chefza, daraisas are the objects, and Durabanans are Isurei Gavra. That's what the Nesivus says to Rambam. If I sold you meat, you ate it already. So do I have to pay you back? So if it's, it says the Nesivus, if you do an Aveira to Araisa Bishogeg, you did an Aveira. You did a Bishogeg, you did an Aveira. But if you do an Aveira to Rabbanan Bishogeg, you don't need Shuva. Why not? Because the whole point is that Durabanan want you to listen to them. But if you didn't, but if it was Bishogeg, there's no Shuva to do. Inherently, there's nothing wrong. It's just the violation of listening to the Rabbanan. So you didn't do anything wrong. So it says the Nesivus is beautiful in the Rambam. If I sold you treif daraisa and you ate it, so you got an aveira. I messed you up. I have to give you your money back. Masha ain't kain. But if it was only drabanan, what did you do wrong? So you ate it. Big deal. So it wasn't nice of me. You know, it wasn't like I didn't do it on purpose. I don't have to pay you. You didn't do anything wrong. Look at the lashon of the Gemara. Daraisa tani psula, mavi drabanan tani takanta. By sukkah, which is daraisa psula, because it's describing the chefza, describing the object, this puzzle. By mavi, which is drabanan tani takanta, what you should do, because it's focused on the gavra. Okay, it says Rashi, there's Tosfos, and there's Rav Schechter, based on the Nesivus. Second answer of the Gemara, b'yisema, da'oraisa nami tani takanta. You hear that Nesivus, like, whoa, that's of course that's what the Gemara is saying. But it says, b'yisema, da'oraisa nami tani takanta. Right, so it says the second answer, no, even da'oraisa, you would have said the lashon of takanta. Ella, what's the difference? Sukkah, the nefishin, mile, pasik, v'tani, psula, mavid, the nefishin, mile, tani takanta. No, in sukkah, you have to say a bunch of other dinim also. You have to say chama, ruba, mitzelasa, and other halachas. So what, you're going to say how to fix each one of those cases? Nah, it's too long. Just say psula. Here, one word, you might. That's all you got to do. Fine. Period. Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav. Here we go. So, shitas Rav. What does Rav say? Rav is about to tell us what is the basis for the shitas of the Mishnah. What is the purpose of the Korah? What does it serve? What is its function? So, Beis Hashem, on Shabbos' daf, we're not going to talk about, it might be something to do with Heker. Might be something to do with, as a recognition, when you go to the end of the Mavui, you know, you don't want to, I didn't even mention. Why do you need this Heker? What's the Issa Rabbanan based on? Why can't you carry in the Mavui? So there are different shitas. Some say, Rashi on the Mishnah says, because if you're allowed to carry the Mavui, it's pretty close to the street, so you'll also come to carry within the Rishas HaRabim. If you carry within the Mavui, the alley looks like a street, so you carry here, you can carry there. And Rabbeinu Yehonah's son in the back, just the first time, we have to mention it, there's no Ron in the back. Rabbeinu Yehonah's son, on a few Masechtas, on this Masechta and maybe one or two others, you have Rabbeinu Yehonah's son on the Rith. Rabbeinu Yehonah's son says, no, it's because you might carry out from one to the other, but it's very close. Either way, you need a hecker, you need something on the edge to make sure you remember this is an alleyway and this is a street. So that reasoning, though, is not going to be discussed today. That'll be discussed in future dafim. But Rav says, I don't have to do with that. Rav says, you know what the issue is between Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim, this 20 Amos issue? Do you find in the Torah such a high doorway that's called a doorway? That's what it's based on. Amar Rav, Chachamim olam dolam mipesach shel heichal, Rabbi Yehuda olam dolam mipesach shel ula. If you think about the Beis HaMikdash structure, if you think in your head, on the west side was the Kodesh Kadashim. That was the most west point within the Beis HaMikdash. So think with me, going from west to east. You have the Kodesh Kadashim, then going a little east, you have the curtain that separates the Heichal from the Kodesh Kadashim. In the Heichal there, you have the Menorah and the Shulchan and the Mizbeach HaZahav. Going a little more east, you get to the doorway of the Heichal, you get to a little area called the Ulam. And then you go out to the larger Chatzeros. So you have the Kodesh Kadashim all the way in the west, then you have the Heichal, then you have the Ulam. Between the Heichal and the Ulam, there was one doorway. Between the Ulam and the Chatzer outside was a much longer, higher doorway. So says the Rav, the Machlokes is, which door do they compare it to? Says Rav, Chacham olam dolam pischa shel heichal. Rabbi Yehuda olam dolam pischa shel ulam. Titzan, the Mishnah says in Midos, pischa shel heichal gavu esrim amah barachbo esrim amos. The doorway of the heichal, which is the inner chamber close to the Kodesh Kadashim, that was 20 amos high and 10 amos wide. So that's the Shita of the Chachamim, that if it's above 20 amos, that's not called a Pesach. 20 amos is the maximum height. And therefore, it's above 20 amos, you got to lower it. The shel ulam, but the doorway of the ulam east, in front of the Heichal, Gavho Arboim Amah, Barachbo Esrim Amos, is double. It's 20 high and 40 high and 20 wide. So that's why Rabbi Yehuda says you could do it even much higher. Let's go right now, continue. V'shem mikvedecha d'rosh, it's based on psukim, it's based on limudim, it's not based on any specific svara right now. The pasuk says in Vayikra, by the shlamim, v'shachadu pesach ohel moed, the shlamim must be shechted pesach by the door of the ohel moed. So what is that referring to? The Rabbanan savri kedushas heichal l'chud v'kedushas ulam l'chud. The Rabbanan say that there are different kedushos. There's the kedusha of the heichal, the kedusha of the ulam. If you even look at the first mishnah, the first parak, in Mishnah's Caleb, it lists the 10 Kedushos. There are different Kedushos of Eretz Yisrael, of Yerushalayim, even within the Beis HaMikdash, going from you could do certain things in the Ulam, which you can't do in the Heichal. So the Rabbanan says two different Kedushos. So if it's referring to the Pesach, V'chik said Pesach Ol Moed, a Heichal said, it's referring to the Pesach of the Ol Moed, it's the special Ol Moed, the inner one, so you go by the smaller doorway. Rabbi Yehuda Savar, no, Heichal B'lum Kedusha Achaz, it's really one Kedusha. And when it says Pesach, it means the door to both of them. So the door to both is the outer one. That's the one that could be the door to both of them. And therefore, you could take the higher limits to be called a door, even 40 amos high. Or maybe both have separate kedushos. Maybe there's a different reason for Rabbi Yehuda why he even heals they're separate. So why does he have the higher one? Because there's another pasuk that says El Pesach Ulam Habayis. Tosfos here and Dichsiv points out there is no such pasuk. He's really combining two different sukkim, but it's kind of like a pasuk. Pesach Ulam Habayis. So therefore, that's what it's based on. That's what Tosa says. V'rabanan, ihav iksiv al Pesach ulam kitaka amr. The Rabbanan say, if the quote-unquote even made-up pasuk had said Pesach ulam, okay, I'd agree with you. But hasha d'chsiv al Pesach ulam, it says Pesach ulam habayis. It has the bayis at the end, so they say that means habayis hapasuch ulam. It means the doorway in between the ulam and the bayis, which is the door going into the heichal, which is the smaller amount. Either way, according to Rav, the machlokas in the Mishnah is based on what the Pesach that you compare it to in the Mishkan. We're going to get to the width on Amud Beis. The width is going to be discussion on Amud Beis. Baha ki ksiv, hai ba Mishkan ksiv. They ask the Gemara, what are you talking about, this whole discussion? All these psukim that we're bringing is by the Mishkan. Right, so what does that have to do with Mikdash? Well, the whole Pesach has to do with Mishkan, and all the measurements that we know were in the Beis HaMikdash. So how can you compare the two? So says the Gemara, no, you do compare them. Ashechan Mishkan de Ikri Mikdash, and Mikdash Ikri Mishkan. You find the two words are interchangeable. Dilote Mahachi, because were you not to say this, Hadam Rav Yehuda Mer Shmuel, there's a following halacha. Every time you get a halacha in Kachim, you got to say, got to grab it. Shlamim Sheshachtan Kodim Pesichas Delasos HaHeichob Sulin. There's a halacha that the shlamim or another karbanas have to be shechted when the doors of the heichal are open. If the doors of the heichal are closed, Right, you open them in the morning. If they're shechted very early and they're still closed, puzzle. Shne'emar b'shachtu pesach ol amoid. B'zman shepsuchim v'lo b'zman shehein ne'ulin. Right, and therefore you see, and this b'hakiksev, and this pasuk, ha'i b'mishkaksev, that pasuk that we bring is by the Mishkan, and we're learning a halacha to Mikdash. So what do you see? Ela Ashkan, you see, Mikdash dikri Mishkan, and Mishkan dikri Mikdash. So you see they're interchangeable, and therefore you're allowed to use, compare, and put together Mishkan and Mikdash. Tosas here is an interesting point in Tosas Dibranskal Shlamim. The Gemara is talking about you need a special pasuk to teach me that the doors have to be open when you shach the Shlamim. But another halacha. You don't need this pasuk. Tosafot says there's a halacha that the carbon tumid has to be the first thing you shecht every day, and the last thing you shecht. There's an asei da hashlama, it's called. That the all carbonos have to be sandwiched by the carbon tumid. It has to be the first and the last carbon you bring every day. So the tumid, you have to have it open for the tumid. So what do you mean by for the shlam? The tumid's an ola. It's totally burned. So what do you need a special pasuk to teach me that the doors have to be open for the shlamim? You know what Tosafot says? Maybe you open them and you close them. Maybe you're only thought that's lechatchila. Anyway, Tosafot brings in that halacha. It's important to know that halacha. Then in general, tamid has to be first in line. There's only one exception. What's the exception? Erev Pesach. Erev Pesach. Pesach is done afterwards. It's the only carbon the whole year that's done outside the confines of the carbon tamid. Fine. Says the Gemara, 5 lines from the bottom, Bishlama Mikdash Dikri Mishkan. So fine, I see in a pasuk where Mikdash is called Mishkan. Dichsev, as it says in Parshas B'chukosai, V'nasati Mishkani B'sochachem. I'm going to put my Mishkan in you. And Rashi explains that they already have the Mishkan, so it can't be talking about the Mishkan. And it's talking about the future. Vinas, right? If we know Dikta, V'nasati, it's a Vava Hipuch. V'nasati, and I will give. And I will give you a Mishkan. You got another diktuk this year, right? So that the Avratali Mishkani Pesachachem. So if it's future tense and you already have the Mishkan, so it's got to refer to the base of Mikdash. Ela Mishkan de Ikri Mikdash Min Alan. How do you know? So fine, I see Mishkan is Mikdash is called Mishkan. How do I see Mishkan called Mikdash Min Alan? Elam, if you say it's based on the Pesukim by the Masos, Midachsiv, Vinasu, HaKahasim, No Seha Mikdash, the Kahasim, the carriers of the Mikdash. They're carrying the Mishkan. Mikdash, so that's the raya. They keep us a Mishkan ad Boam, and they put it up. So if that's the raya, Hahu ba'aronksiv, that pasuk. No, maybe Mikdash there means Aron. It's not referring to the whole base of Mikdash. It's referring to the Aron, which is the holiest kli. Elamehaka. So it's this pasuk. Vasili Mikdash shachanti b'socham. The pasuk of Parshas Truma, which is referring to Mishkan, and it calls it Mikdash. So you see that they're interchangeable. Period. That was about the height. Now, the following line is a major machlokas, what it's referring to. We're going to go like Rashi. Rashi says now we're switching to a discussion of the width. Says Rashi, says the Gemara, Bein Rabbanan, Bein Rabbi Yehuda. Okay, according to Rabbanan or Rabbi Yehuda, Lilfu mi pesach shar hachatzer. What about, let's go talk about the door of the shar hachatzer. What's the chatzer? What's the question? Dichsiv. The pasuk says, Orech hachatzer mea ba'ama, b'rachav chamishim b'chamishim. The Mishkan large courtyard was 100 by 50. It was 100 length, 50 width. The koma, chamesh amos, and the height of the crushim were 5 amos. Viksiv, the chamesh esrei amah klaim lakasef. Viksiv, the lakasef hashinis, mizeh umizeh l'shar hachatzir klaim chamesh esrei amah. They had these curtains that were 15 amos long. The pasuk describes that you hung them over a side of the Mishkan. So if it's 100 length and 50 wide. So on the east side of the Mishkan, where it was 50 wide, 15 amos out of each side were covered by this curtain. Right? So 50 on each side, that leaves 50, you said at least 20 in the middle. That's uncovered. You have 15 coming out of each side, the north and south side, 20 uncovered. So there's a doorway of 20. What did the Mishnah say? If it's wide more than 10, you have to lessen it. Here you see a doorway, and it's 20. Still called the Pesach, not a Pirtza. That's the Kasha of the Gemara. So Malahal and Chamish Baruch HaVesrim, Afkan Chamish Baruch HaVesrim. Just like over there, the height is 5, and it's a width of 20, and you don't have to, even if it's only 5 amos high, but so too. Why in the Mishnah do you have to be memayed it? You have to lessen it if it's 10 amos, if it's more than 10 amos wide. Here you have a Pesach of the Chatzer. You have an opening of 20 amos in between the curtains, and it says you have to be. He says it's still called a Pesach. So the Gemara answers, Pesach Shar HaChatzer Ikri, Pesach Samal Ikri. No, that's cool. That's not a Pesach. That's a courtyard Pesach, but that's not a Pesach. So therefore, we don't learn from that. Ibayisema, or a second answer, Kiksiv Klaim Chamesh Esrei Ama LaKasev Begofa Hu Dichsiv. Two days in Rashi, what this means. Let's go with the first day of first. When it says the curtains were 15 amos, it doesn't mean that they covered 15 amos each going out of this 20. It has nothing to do with the width. 15 amos means height. They hung the curtains very high on that side. 15 amos high on top of the five that were on the bottom. So the east side of the Mishkan had these very high curtains. And I was like, really? Is that what it means? I have this beautiful picture book that I got on Meseches Erevin. See here? It's very high. There it is. Right? So it's very high. In Achinami, that's the first shot. There was nothing to do with the width. So you don't learn anything with the width. So it's just very, that's the first shot. That was 15. So it was 15, you know, above the rest of the walls. One second. The Gemara says, though, gofo v'aksiv v'koma chamesh amos. But it says five amos. It says the question were five amos high. So what do you mean, 15 high? So it says, no, hahu, and switch the girsa, hahu misvas haklaim ulamala. According to the first girsa of Rashi, you have to switch it. No, that means it's five after you, it shares five with the other rest of the boards, and then it has an extra 15. But again, it has nothing to do with the width, so you can't prove anything about the width. Rashi has a different shot where maybe it just means that everything was 15 high, and just 5 was the Mizbeach was only 10 amos high. So 5 is just referring to the difference between the top of the Mizbeach and the top of the walls. After all, Rashi says, do you think people could see into what the Kohanim were doing? Well, it's probably Tznius, so maybe it was, he likes that shot, because the walls were even higher. But either way, the point of this line of the Gemara is that the 15 amos curtains have nothing to do with making the eastern side smaller, making it to 20 amos. We know nothing about that width, and therefore nowhere in the Torah do you see a Pesach called more than 10 amos. Right? And that's why the Mishnah is saved. Period. Continues the Gemara of Rabbi Yehuda, Mipischa shel Ulam Gamar. Does Rabbi Yehuda really learn it from the Pesach of the Ulam? Which you remember, what were the dimensions of the Pesach of the Ulam? 40, right? It was 40 up and 20 across, 20 wide. Does he learn it from there? V'hatznan, but we learned, V'haracha me'asar amos yimayv lo palga Yehuda. But in the second line of the Mishnah, it says 10 amos, you have to make it smaller, and Yehuda doesn't argue there. He should argue that too if he's comparing it to the Pesach of the Ulam. So Gemara answered, Rabbi Apollo Bebraisa. No, you're right, he really does argue, and he argues Beferish in the Braisa. The Tanya of Aracha of Miyud Amos Yemait. You don't have to be Ma'it, don't worry, it could even be 20 Amos wide. Why doesn't he argue with him in the Mishnah? No, he means he really does argue in both the width and the height. The Gemara again asks, "V'akadi Rabbi Yehuda Yitzchak Shalom Gamar." No, we still have another problem. He learns it from the Pesach of the Ulam, but V'hatanya we have a brisa. Mavi Shugavah Michav Ami Yemait. If it's higher than 20 Amos, the Korah, you have to lower it. Rabbi Yehuda Machshir Ad Mem V'Nun Ama. Rabbi Yehuda even allows it to be 50 Amos high, which is higher than the Pesach of the Ulam. The Ulam was only 40 Amos high. The Tani Bar Kapara Ad Meya, 100 Amos high. It's like 200 feet. Right, so Bishlam Bar Kapara Guzma. Okay, Bar Kapara you can say is an exaggeration. He doesn't really mean it. 100 amos. So okay, he really means 20. He really means 40 even. But Ela L'Rabbi Yehuda my Guzma. You can't say it's Guzma. He says 40 or 50. It doesn't sound like a Guzma. So Bishlam Alabach takes out the next words. Bishlam Arboim Gor Pesach Shalulam. So 40, you understand? Because that's Pesach. Ela Nun Minole. So what about 50? Therefore, we reject Shita's Rav. Says Rav Chisda, Amr Rav Chisda, we don't hold like Rav. Rav says the whole makar of Rabbi Yehuda is the Pesach of the Ulam. Says Rav Chisda, we reject that because you have this other brisa that says he holds even 50 high. So what's his makar? We'll see in a second. But first, Rav Chisda says, sorry? He no, who? According to Rav, we have to have an answer for Rav. Maybe he says that brisa is not the, he's explaining what the Rav Yehuda is the Mishnah. Maybe so he would say something about the brisa. But Rav Chisda is going to give a different source. Amr Rav Chisda, but first Rav Chisda says, Hamastisa Adisi L'Rav. But what confused Rav, says Rav Chisda, was a brisa. The Tanya, because the brisa says, the Tosefta says, Mavi Shugavah Michof Ama Yosem Epistle Shalheichol Yemait, a Mavi which is above 20 Amos. In other words, higher than the measurement of the door of the Heichol, you have to lower it. That's the sheet of the Rabbanan. So who Savar? So Rav thought, Mid Rabbanan be Pisco Shalheichol Gamri. So if the Rabbanan's 20 Amos is based on the Pesach of the Heichol, Rabbi Yehuda be Pisco Shalulum Gamar. So it must be Rabbi Yehuda's parallel based on the Pesach of the Ulam, which is higher. But says Rav Chisda Baloi. Rav Chisda said no. Maybe the Rabbanan are based on that, on the Pesach of the Heichal. Rav Yehuda is not Baloi. Rav Yehuda be Pischa de Malchin Gamar. Rav Yehuda is based on the doorway of kings of palaces, which are very high. It can be even 50 amos high, 60 amos high. That's called the Pesach. That's where he learns it from. Period. Okay, so that is two. So far, we have two opinions what the basis for Rav Yehuda's Shita is, from the Pesach of the Ulam or the Pesach of Malachim. We're going to have more opinions on Daf Gimel. Let's do a little more now. We'll be finished in 3 minutes. V'Rabbanan, so we asked enough kashas on Rav Yehuda. Now we get to the Rabbanan. V'Rabbanan, imi pischo shel heichal. Rabbanan learned it from the Pesach of the heichal. Everybody agreed to that. Both Rav and Rav Chisda agree that the makar for the Rabbanan is 20 amos, is from the Pesach of the heichal, which was 20 amos high and 10 amos wide. So li boy d'lasos ge heichal. if you're learning about the Heichal, you should need doors. Right, the Heichal had a door. So if you're learning the Pesach is called that's the Makar, the Shivani doors, Alama Tanah. Why did it say the Mishnah later on? Hechsher Mavui. This is the Mishnah that Josh has before. The Pesach should have started off with this Mishnah. Why did it say later on Hechsher Mavui Mishami Amalachi Vikar Beisel Amalachi Akara? Right, we know that you don't need doors to Machsher a Mavui. You need a Lechi or a Kara. There's a opinion that maybe two Lechis, but either way, you don't need a door. So the Gemara answers no. Dulasos Heichal Tzis Ba'amahu Da'avita. Those really weren't doors. They were just there for privacy. You don't really have the halakhic status of a door. It's not that those doors contributed to the definition of Pesach. No, you don't say that. Say, Elamayata. So now, last question. But 1 second. Let's put this all together, says the Gemara. Elamayata lo lahani leitzuris Pesach. If the makar for the Rabbanan is really the Pesach of the Heichal, but what did the Mishnah say? The Mishnah said that if it's more than 10, then you can have a tzuris HaPesach. Tzuris HaPesach helps no matter how wide it is. But 1 second. The Heichal was 10 amos wide. And it had a Tzuris HaPesach. So, doesn't that show that a Tzuris HaPesach should be limited to 10 amos? Ela me'ata, lo ta'ani le Tzuris HaPesach. Tzuris HaPesach shouldn't help for more than 10 amos. Toha heichal, Tzuris HaPesach avilu, afidu hachi, eser amos udu raviach. Right? So, it's only 10 amos is allowed by Tzuris HaPesach. Alama t'na, why does it say in our Mishnah, Mishnah, Tzuris HaPesach, avavi shirach le'eser amos, in a tzurach le'mait. Right? Why does the Mishnah say that if you have a Tzuris HaPesach, you have a door frame, it can be very wide? So the Gemara answers in a chinami. According to if the makar is from the Pesach of the Heichal, you would have to be minded, and Tzuris HaPesach wouldn't work for so much. Midi hutayma el Rav, you're right, but according to Rav, it's l'shitaso. Ha masni le Rav Yehuda l'chia bar Rav hamed Rav. Rav Yehuda was learning, teaching chia bar Rav in front of Rav. Eino tzarech l'mait. He quoted our Mishnah, which said you don't have to be minded if you have a Tzuris HaPesach which is very wide. V'yamar le asni tzarech l'mait. And Rav argued and said, no, that's wrong. You have to be minded because the Tzuris HaPesach does not help for wider than 10. Okay, but period. So what we learned today was the concept of a mavui. There are three ways to be machshir a mavui: a lechi, a kora, Tzuris HaPesach. What we did is about why you would have to be minded a lechi, various reasons, various makoros, why you'd have to be minded a lechi. Does a lechi have that limitation? And we got into a little bit at the end, Tzuris HaPesach. And Hashem, we will continue in a couple hours, I guess. Okay, that's tomorrow morning, sleep at 6:15. So the next year, Menachem. So we did tomorrow's daf. So Bezrem Menachem is doing daf gimel, and daf dal will be Sunday morning with Hashem. And then Monday's daf is Sunday night. I think I have to give another shiur that night. So I think Menachem is giving Sunday night at 5:30 or 5:25. Sunday night. So we're doing Mondays on Sunday night. Tuesdays on Monday night. Tuesdays will be Monday night at 9 o'clock, I guess. And Wednesdays is Erev Yom Kippur. We'll do it in the morning because it's very short sleep. So we'll do regular time Wednesday morning. And Yom Kippur will. When the time comes, we'll cross that bridge. Bring a break. Get it.